Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, baby!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yeah.
Saturday night party sexy, sexy time. Sexy time.
The Bay.
Party sexy,
the Bay. Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Miss the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly, I see you are dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo. Disco boy, I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo boy, I wanna be a disco boy, I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway. Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Woo! Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del
ser.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party sexy time.
Yes, oppa. Welcome to another edition of Saturday Night Party Sexy Time with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. It's Saturday night, July 2nd, 2011. Shouts out to the early chit-chatters, Justin Parker, Mady Goal, Melissa Hopkins, Arbanos, ATM Be Cool, and John Brand in the building early on, the Chit Chatters, early on in the Chit Chat room. Mady Goal is going with a new font for this this show, it looks like. Vincey Kin's I Heart You. Kidoki. Red Medicine in the building. Don't worry, John Brand, I'm not going to mute you. I'm definitely not going to kick you, John Brand. John Brand in the chat room, one of my number one ranked haters. Trying to be a negotiator, whatever. It's all good. I appreciate the love, bro. It's all good in the hood. It's all good in the hood. Oh, man, I had so much fucking fun in the hood today. I had some lulls. Oh, and I spread some lulls today. Oh, it was amazing. Today in San Francisco is a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. Oh, I think the high topped out in the middle of the day. I would guess around 80-ish, maybe 70-ish, 70, 80s, but with a nice cool breeze, probably 80s, but with a nice cool breeze. Oh, it was fantastical. It was amazing. And today, of course, every weekend in the summer in San Francisco, there's something going on. There's always a festival or a street fair or something. And this weekend it was the Fillmore Jazz Festival, which I'm not sure if it goes on tomorrow too, but it was today for sure. They basically shut down Fillmore Street for about, oh boy, I want to say 10 blocks maybe. It had to be like around 8 to 10 blocks, I'm guessing, shut down. And they had booths and tents and stages with bands, and there was hip-hop. There was more than just jazz. There was hip-hop. There was funk and soul. There was rock and roll. There was R&B. There was a kick-ass Afro-funk? Afro, is that right? No, Afro. What do you call Fela Kuti? What do you call his music? Fela Kuti. That's, I forget that what it's called, but whatever. That style of music. For real. Great band. Amazing time in San Francisco today. Much lulls were had. I was out there with my mask and my trusty megaphone. And I started off my journey down to Fillmore, the Fillmore Street Jazz Festival. I donned my mask and my megaphone and walked down Haight Street and had a little fun with the parking attendant. The parking attendant checking the meters. I walked along the sidewalk and checked all the meters as if I was going to potentially put some quarters in the feed the meters for these people so they don't get a ticket. Doing it right in front of the meter maid. God, I hate those fucking people. They have no life but to, I mean, their whole existence is, around basically narking on their fellow taxpayers. Yeah, it's a shame and a sham and a racket. And we got to put a stop to it. We meaning me. I'm going to put a stop to it by just annoying the shit out of these people. Anyway, so I did that, and I continued down Haight Street. Got lots of thumbs up. A lot of people like, yo, what's up, V? V, what's up, V for Vendetta? Yeah, bro, woohoo. What else happened? Oh, yeah, I performed a little skit for some hippie kids on one of these, there's a park on Haight Street. It's right before Upper Haight becomes Lower Haight. There's a park on that hill, and the name of the park escapes me right now. But I had a great little time hanging out with some kids on the side of the hill there. That's actually, I got to figure out the name of that park. It's an amazing park. If you've ever happened to be in San Francisco, make your way to Haight Street. It's worth it to hike up into that park and get to the top, and you get a nice little view of, not necessarily, I don't think it's 100% panorama, you know, I don't think it's a 360-degree view, but it's pretty damn near close to it. It's a nice little perch up there. So, good time. So, I hung out with some kids up there. Then I rolled down to Fillmore, and that was a scene. Oh, my God. I posed for a lot of pictures with people, that's for sure. I'm definitely on some home movies and some I don't know, accounts. What do you call it? What are these accounts, these photo accounts people have? Idiots, morons, publishing their lives on the internet. Just complete Flickr accounts. Yeah, I'm sure some anonymous people go, "Oh, dude, anonymous. Yeah, dude, anonymous. Yeah." Dude, I posed with some dude that goes to these different events. He's dressed in this silver outfit, and he's got some microphone thing and an amplified little voice modulator thing. And he's just an attention whore, attention freak, whore. And I show up in my Guy Fawkes mask and my megaphone. And he didn't know what to make of me. He was just like, "What the fuck? Are you trying to steal my thunder here?" And I was kind of. But he had an impressive getup. I've seen this guy at events. I saw him at Gay Pride. I saw him all over. Any major event, this guy goes there and whores himself out. And he tries to pander people for money. Like, he asks, he's like, "Hey, give me $5. Are you kidding me, dude? I didn't ask you to fucking dress up like this, right? You didn't have a sign that said $5 to take a picture with my shiny ass." It's insane. I got a video of it. I'm going to upload that. I don't think I'll be able to get up for the end of the show, but you'll definitely got to check this dude out. Also, I came upon an icon of San Francisco underground culture. This guy, Frank Chu. This Frank Chu guy, he's notorious in San Francisco for just picketing events and stuff. He's got a sign, and now he's sponsored by Laughing Squid. But his sign, it just says random weird shit, and he like makes up words, and and there's some sort of conspiratorial alien sort of George Norrie sort of David Icke thing going on with this guy, Frank Chu. But you can Google him. Go San Francisco Frank Chu, 10,000 Galaxies. He's known as the 10,000 Galaxy guy. He's insane. This guy is nuts. But I tracked him down, got some video with him too. So good times. Good times. Posed for a lot of pictures with people. It was unreal. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful thing. Oh boy. So anyway, that was in a nutshell what I did today. I just roamed around Fillmore, up and down Fillmore Street at the Jazz Festival. It was amazing. But yeah, getting fired up for the fourth long, super long extendo weekend. So, I don't know, just doing shows, partying, going to freebie festivals all over the place. It's just how we do it here. It's life in the Bay. Let me take a call here. Blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up?
It's totally me, dude.
It's totally you, dude. Your phone is totally still blocked, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm mad at you. I'm sorry.
Are you still mad, bro?
You know the answer to that. There's a huge freaking storm coming in right now. And it's all windy out here, and there's all this really awesome lightning out in the distance. And it's real pretty, and it smells like rain in the desert. The best smell ever. But I'm really nervous since I've been outside, seeing that I got chased by a fucking rattlesnake today.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you're on the phone.
Well, yeah, I saw the rattlesnake. But, yeah, go ahead for the listeners, please.
Oh, yeah, you could see it.
Yeah, I saw the picture. For the listeners, get us up to speed on what happened with the snake.
Well, we caught a rattlesnake in my backyard today. And whenever we have rattlesnakes in the yard, see, you know, we have 5 acres, so in the middle of nowhere we have lots of snakes. But we rarely ever have rattlesnakes. We have, like, 2 or 3 king snakes that live around and a couple other, like, gopher snakes and stuff like that. But anyways, when we get rattlesnakes, my grandpa, he'll catch them because he doesn't want to kill them. He hates, you know, we're all animal lovers. We won't kill anything. And, you know, I have a 2-year-old, so we have to get rid of him. So he catches them, and we drive, you know, about 5 to 10 miles out, you know, further away from our house, you know, out to the desert. Like, there's just, like, national forest that we live, like, 5 miles from. And we'll drive out there and release them. And, you know, we caught it and we drove out there and we had a little bucket and, you know, I was videotaping because my grandpa always likes to document catching the rattlesnakes. And he kicks over the bucket and, you know, I'm like following the snake, like, you know, about 5 feet behind it as it, you know, crawls away. And all of a sudden it just turns around and starts coming back at me and chasing me all the way to the car. It comes back after me all the way to the car. And, you know, and in that time, Vince calls me and I'm like screaming about the snake chasing me and my grandpa's laughing at me. It was a good time, good time. So now I'm like nervous that, like, you know, 5 miles isn't that far for a snake, and maybe it wants to come back home and chase me some more. So I keep looking around. A little nervous about the rattlesnake. I don't like snakes at all. But, you know, I don't want to.
Hey, do you mind if I put the picture of the snake in the chat room for people to see it? I have the picture.
Of course, yeah.
All right. It's a snake. It's definitely a snake.
Beautiful. It's diamondback rattlesnake. It's a pretty snake. It was like in this little corner. Well, what happened is my grandmother, she went to like go water some plants and like she grabbed the hose and it came out of these bushes and it like, you know, started to take off and she ran inside and yelled for me, my grandpa, and we came out and she went in, grabbed the baby and got all the dogs inside and it like went under all this shit. Like my grandpa has so much shit in the yard, just like random crap everywhere. And it went under like by this bucket and this old like beat up, I don't know, fan or something. I don't even know what that is. And so, like, my grandpa had to, like, pull all these boards up and all this shit, and he finally found it, and it was just curled up in this little corner. And so he took a picture of it, and that's what I sent to Vince. But I have a full video that maybe I'll post where I'm getting chased by it, so. It's pretty funny, but I guess that's what I get for, I was chasing it, you know, to take a video of it, but it was, like, I don't know, maybe 4 feet long, and probably like 6 rattles or something. It's very, very beautiful snake. I don't want anything to do with it, you know. I'm glad it's 5 miles away now instead of in my backyard. But, I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal if it was just us, you know. But because I have a 2-year-old daughter, you know, we got to take them out of the yard when they come. No. But we have so many king snakes, we usually don't get a lot of rattlesnakes. You know, the king snakes kill the rattlesnakes. They eat them. It's kind of weird. So, yeah. But it's a good time. It's a good time.
Every time you talk about king snakes, every time you talk about king snakes, I think of that song, the Door song. I'm a crawling king snake. You know what I'm talking about? You know that song?
No, I don't know that song.
Jim Morrison? Jim Morrison song?
Oh, I know some Door songs, but not that one. Winston, will you please shut up so you don't wake up the baby? I'd really appreciate that.
Well, I'm a crawling king snake. And what, it goes something like, and I rule my den, and I'm the crawling king snake.
Like, a king snake is so hardcore, dude. My grandparents...
Don't mess around with my fate.
My grandparents...
You said for my
will you shut up then so I can tell the story?
Great song. Great song. I'm going to cue that song up, actually.
You're not a great singer. Anyways.
Bitch.
You
would, jelly?
What?
You jelly?
You have, slut. I'm not jelly. But, yeah, so
not,
my grandparents...
Not,
should be thankful that I'm here. Because I can hang up at any time.
Right now.
Oh, I'm just kidding. You know I love you, baby. As much as I hate you, I love you as well. Oh, it's getting really windy out here. Sorry for that. Anyways, pretty much the house that I live in with my grandparents, my grandfather built the house. My mother was born in this house. I was born not in this house, but raised in this house pretty much. And now I live here with my daughter. And so, you know, this is my home. This will always be like my little, you know, I don't know, my home. You know what I mean? Like, I guess I always be the place where I feel the happiest, I guess. Well, so far in my life, you know. So... We've never, ever, the entire time that we've lived out here, the entire time my grandparents have lived out here, you know, there's never been a snake in the house, okay, until 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm stumbling into the bathroom, tired as fuck, you know, I go to the bathroom, you know, I get up, go to wash my hands, all the good stuff, and I look down, and there's a fucking king snake. Sitting there, a little itty bitty king snake. He's like maybe a foot long, if that. Itty bitty baby little king snake sitting there. And I'm like thinking to myself, because it's not moving. And I'm like, is this fake? Is this a baby toy or something that I'm not aware that she has? Which, you know, at that point I was getting mad because I was like, I don't want her to have a fake snake because then she'll think she can grab and play with the snakes outside. So, you know, all these thoughts are going through my head. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not sure if it's real or not, and I doubt it's real. But, you know, I was a little nervous, and so I walk, and I take a step closer to it to go, like, poke at it, and a little tongue sticks out. I'm just, like, by that point, screaming my head off, wake up the whole house. The grass came, and he grabbed it up and took it outside, let it go. But, oh, my God, I couldn't believe we had a fucking snake, even though it was a king snake, a fucking snake inside the house this year. So we've had a lot of snakes this year and don't like it. So wish they would just stay out of my sights, you know. They can live in the yard, cool, but just don't, you know, come in my house and don't let me see you. That's all I ask. So, yeah. Because we have, like, this huge Palo Verde tree in the back that, I mean, it's like, I don't know, like, a good 30 feet tall and like a good, I don't know, fucking 100 by 100 feet wide and maybe even bigger. And it has like a bunch of other little trees that connect around the side, the back of it. And my grandpa just let it grow and grow and grow. And it's like in the middle in the back way in the backyard, in the middle back there. He's just kind of let it just, like, you know, he waters it, like, all the time and just lets it grow bigger and bigger. It's like a little safe haven for all these animals. There's all these different birds that live in there. There's some snakes that live in there. There's all these little rabbits. Like, every year we get baby bunnies, and they all are in there. And we have little prairie dogs, which are, like, kind of like a groundhog. And a bunch of those, and they all live over there. And a few years, you know, like there's a lot of stray cats in the neighborhood. In a few years, we've had cats come in and have kittens. And so my grandparents have, oh God, right now we have 5-7 cats. But the cats have their own 3-bedroom goddamn fucking place, which is hilarious. We had this, like, mobile home put on the acre next door to us, God, years ago, like, 15 years ago. They got it from my mother. My mother's fucking wreck, but, you know, so that she would have a place to live when she wanted to come out here and stay and blah, blah, blah. And she just never stayed there. So after all these stray cats started coming in and having kittens, my grandparents just turned it into the cat house. Kind of insane. But the cats are very happy. My grandmother goes over there every day and loves on her kitties. And, you know, they have air conditioning and tons of stuff to play on. They have all these little, like, you know, those little cat scratching poles, little, like, you know, talking about little mazes and stuff that they've bought for them. It's just, you go in there and you're like, God, this is a life for a cat. But it's fucking hilarious. My grandparents are so funny. Winston, will you shut up? Speaking of animals, my little Pekingese will not shut up. Be quiet, please. Can you please be quiet for me? Thank you. I appreciate it. No. No. Okay, come on. Come on, if you're that bitch so much, come outside. Come on, bring your ass. Well, don't just stand there. Come on. Come on. I can't leave the door open all night. Come on. Come on, Winston. Come on.
Oh, hello. Oh, goo, goo, goo. Who loves you?
I know. He's so cute.
Wow. Well, if you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay. Keisha's here with me. She found a snake in her yard today. That's the photo I just spammed in the chat room there. And, yeah, we're having good times here on the show. It's party sexy time. The good times are just starting, kids. We got a few callers waiting in the queue here. Let's try this caller here. Blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Me?
You.
Can I co-host?
Oh, please do, because I'm pretty boring, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. Why not? What's
unless you're more, unless you're, you know.
No, we'll find out. We'll find out. If you suck, no, it's no big deal. If you suck, we'll lose you. What's your name?
Elbow.
Elbow. Okay, Elbow. Elbow is my co-host now. Elbow, do you want to take calls right now? Is there a topic you want to discuss? What's on your mind tonight, Elbow?
I don't care.
You don't care. Perfect. Let's take a call then. Area code 858. You're on with Vince, Keishu, and Elbow. What's up?
Oh my God! I'm looking for the Hippocac in the fucking medicine chest. What do you do? Elbow.
Why don't you just
Keishu talking about
why don't you just shove your fists down your mouth and cause yourself to upchuck that way, Jew, and just,
I am beside myself tonight.
Since you have such fondness for fisting, you should try that.
How do you know I have a fondness for fisting?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I've seen your docs. I know what that is.
Which one did you see?
All of them. All of
them. Yeah, or the C stack.
I got the circular file, bro. I know what's up.
No, actually, the Angry Jew is doing mindless stuff on the computer, which is why I thought it was safe to call you.
Well, thanks. I'm flattered that you thought of me. It's great.
You are most welcome.
Well, my co-host tonight is Elbow.
Is Elbow, yes. I think she said Elmo.
Elmo. Sorry, Elmo. My bad.
Can we get clarification on that, please?
Yeah, okay. My co-host, is it Elbow or Elmo?
Elbow.
Elbow. Yeah, I heard it right.
Now she said Oboe. No, now I heard a third one.
Oh, wait, now you're Oboe. Are you sure it's not Oboe?
Elbow.
Wait, now
okay,
I'm starting
ask her,
to think.
Ask her how
wait. Now I'm starting to think she's saying hell no.
I have no idea what she's saying. I think
say it again. What's your name again? What? Hello? Elbow or hell no?
I believe you need an age check here.
Okay. Keishu, you're still here. You're of age, correct? Keishu? Do we lose Keishu
yes,
also?
Yes, yes, yes. I was muted. Okay. I was muted.
Okay,
of course I'm of age.
All right, so my co-host Elbow has dropped off. So now I'm, I guess I'm looking for a new co-host. If you want to join me here, let's do this. Let me bring on ATM Be Cool. ATM Be Cool, what it do, bro?
Well, I was going to ask you, fucking Elbow or Elmo or whatever the fuck, was a chick or just like a summer fag or what?
I think she was 15 years old. If that was a kid, a man, I'd be surprised.
Well, either
it's
way,
a man,
it was just
baby.
Disturbing.
Why won't this mask, this wig come off?
Speaking of, anyway... good to have your ATM.
My daughter's talking in her sleep right now.
Aw. Oh, goo goo.
All right, you know what? If I hear you say aw one more time, you better cut that shit out.
Okay, fine.
Why don't you just take piano wire, wrap it around your head, and just squeeze?
Oh, I got a better idea. I got a much better idea. Why don't I just turn the show over to you and Melissa Hopkins?
All right, bring Melissa on, because frankly, I'm baffled by why she puts herself through this night after night.
All right, here we go. This is a little counseling session, here on Late Night. I apologize, folks. I should probably change the name of the show. I know it says Party Sexy Time, but it's now turning into, it's basically like a Dr. Phil session. Think of the Jew as kind of like a Dr. Drew. Instead of that, it's Dr. Jew. He's gonna answer all of your calls and find out the root of all your troubles here live on air. So if you want,
I think that's a good idea.
Start,
I think you should do that.
Yeah, we're gonna start first off with Melissa Hopkins. I think this is actually a great opportunity to nip a lot of this crap in the bud. And I'm gonna throw up Melissa Hopkins now with the Jew. What's up, Melissa Hopkins? You're on with the Jew.
Hey man, I was calling in to
Dr.
be your
Jew. Sorry, you're on with Dr. Jew.
Okay, great. I thought I was going to call in and be your co-host, but I'd love to...
No, that was never... I don't know where you got that delusional idea.
Well,
but,
all right.
But, I'll tell you what. It's a new format. It's a new format tonight. You're on with Dr. Jew. So
good.
Go ahead, Melissa. Good.
Just
get out there.
All right, Melissa. Tell me, why are you putting yourself through all this... anguish on these shows? I don't get it.
Well, I kind of like argument. That's
I like argument.
What
too,
I do,
but why would you argue with all the people that keep yelling and screaming about you?
You know, I've lived through that in Washington D.C. for the last 23 years, and
right.
you stand up to it, and you just keep doing it. The world is run by those who show up, and that's me.
All right, but frankly, I think the whole discussion about your kids was out of line.
It's very disgusting, and I said so. And I said so privately to Debbie and to Vince.
What did Vince say?
He called me a lush. He said, "And you're a mother."
All right, hold on a second. What do you say? What do you
for
say to that, Vince?
For Christ's sake!
Wait a second. What do you say to that, Vince? Let's see if we're in the green room.
Vince has no comment on that matter right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Really?
I appreciate that. No. She, this is what happened. She got trolled by somebody. Somebody created a fake account. Well, not a fake account. Just an account, a Vince in the Bay Skype account. And posed as me, apparently, and talked a bunch of crap to her. I can tell you exactly, word for word, the last Skype conversation I had with Melissa and when it was. The last time I corresponded with Melissa on Skype, it looks like, outside of tonight at 10 p.m. during Debbie's show, telling her that it was really me...
Right. It was
1 a.m. It was 1:55 a.m. was the last time I corresponded with you. Well, it's last
okay.
night. That's basically an hour after my show.
I apologize to you. I did not know that was a fake Skype account.
Yeah, so you should disregard.
Yeah, but you weren't exactly very nice to her on Debbie's show.
Well, she was falsely accusing me of some mumbo jumbo.
No, she was incorrectly accusing you because she had been trolled.
She was falsely.
That's not malicious on her part, is it?
I didn't say it was malicious, but she was operating under a false premise, and she dug a little deeper.
Well, okay, I understand that, but why would you why wouldn't you just figure out and get to the bottom of it? And then, because I don't even understand the whole deal with this thing. So anybody can go create a new name in Skype. I've done it and assume all sorts of identities. So you got to look at the whole name.
Shocking.
Who is that? What was that?
That's ATMB Cool.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty,
so,
then.
All right. So this is wonderful. So Melissa's all happy now. Everybody, whatever.
Between Jew and me.
What's that?
I thought this was about a discussion between you and me, Jew.
Well, I don't really have anything to discuss with you, other than I just wondered why you were putting yourself through all the bullshit.
Why do you do it?
Oh, well, I give the bullshit, and I don't usually get it, Melissa. You were getting dragged around.
You did not listen last night.
When?
When I gave a very good argument. Everybody's saying that I was full of bullshit, and I think you would be very proud of me.
All right. Okay.
And Debbie is attacking me in the chat room, and I will say once again, I've said...
Debbie hasn't said shit about you.
Yes, she has, and I'll say over and over and over again, I've done nothing but promote her show, and I've done nothing...
Well, but hold on a second. But if nobody's nice to you on that show, why do you even bother going there?
Okay, and now they are in the green room. Let's see who caller from the 281 area code is.
Okay, this is Mike.
Hello, 281.
Hello.
Hi, that's you. What's up, caller?
You know what I have to say about Melissa? You're like the most deluded person I've ever met.
Oh, hang on. You want to talk to Melissa? Hang on a second. Let me bring her on. And he is now in the green room with them.
Okay,
anybody else wants to join them, us on the air, or that, or Melissa, what was that, the Jew, and that kid, they're kicking it in the green room.
The Jew figures out the whole green room trick really quickly, though.
Really? Should we bring him out of the green room?
Maybe. I mean, he usually, because he calls out to you often, because he expects it.
All right. Well, let's see. Now I put ATMB Cool in the green room. So now ATMB Cool thinks that I brought them back on. So they all more or less, let's say I have four people in the green room now. I have Melissa Hopkins, the One Angry Jew, caller 281, and ATMB Cool. So if anybody else wants to... get in on the action. We have two party lines going on. We have one on air, which is hosted by me, and then we have one in the green room, which I guess is being hosted by Melissa Hopkins, the One Angry Jew, and ATMB Cool, and also in there is area code 281. So good times. Shouts out to the chat room. Let's see who we got in the chat room. Oh, man. Hey, everybody. It's... ATMB Cool, Brutes, what's that say? Brutus Beefcake? Hilarious. That might be Chit Chatter of the Night. Brutus Beefcake. If you hang around for a little bit longer, you might get a prize. I give away prizes for the best Chit Chatter name. And so far, you gave me a little lulls there. So, fuck you, Dr. Herpington. You can call in and I'll put you in the fucking green room. Oh, Debbie Daly in the building. Hey, baby. Thanks for having me on your show tonight. I had a great time. DJ Smash in the building. Dr. Herpington talking a lot of trash in the chat room. Flyover Territory. That's Eric from Flyover Territory. He's a badass here, a badass blog talk radio host in his own right. We're looking at Frank Rizzo in the chat room. A bunch of guest listeners. Thank you, guests, for tuning in. John Brand in the building. Thank you, John, for behaving tonight. If you keep this up, John, I might have you you might go a whole show without being on put in the penalty box, but we'll see. Let's see. Justin Parker's in the building. Kishu is in the building. She's on mute. She's not in the green room. She's out here on the show with me. I would never do that to you, Kishu. Mady Goal is in the building. Melissa Hopkins.
I know.
Mio Citron. And rounding things out, Red Medicine. Okay. All righty then. Let's do this. Let's bring back in the Jew. Melissa Hopkins and ATM Be Cool.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? So how are things working out in the green room there?
They're still going at it, and the 218 or whatever just dropped off after I called him. Summer Fag, new Skype assholes or something. He got pissed and called people niggers and then disappeared.
Isn't that a shame?
Too bad. Well, that's cool. That was interesting for, I'm sure, for a little bit entertaining for you guys. You guys work everything out in there? Everything cool?
I don't know what you mean.
All right. Fair enough.
Right. Explain butthurt to me, please.
Butthurt.
And what does that mean?
Feelings hurt.
No, but I need a visual. I need to understand how that, where this term came from.
Oh, I think the French coined it.
Fuck the French.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to take a break. And this is a French break. So if you do not like this, you can put your wee-wee in my poo-poo.
Les enchants qui balancent et les sourires fugaces. Je regarde
forma de vida ha completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Yeah. It's party sexy time, baby, babies, baby cakes. Talking about you, Kishu.
Oh, baby. I miss you.
I know, I miss you too, honey. Seriously, dude. I had such a fantastical time out in San Francisco today on Fillmore Street. Ugh. When you're here, there's guaranteed to be like two or three festivals, street fairs that are free for street fairs when you're here.
Three whole weeks.
That we'll troll together. It'll be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for all the listeners out there, I got my ticket today. I'm going back to the Bay August 11th through the 31st. And then I'm moving there in December. Oh, yeah. It's going to be Vince and Kishu in the Bay now.
That's right, baby. You know it. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay back with you, Kishu, the one angry Jew, and nobody else, because nobody else rhymes with all that, except for you if you call in. Dr. Jew is taking calls if you have some sort of issue that you want to discuss with him. He'll give you some solid feedback. He's knowledgeable on almost any subject you could imagine. And I imagine Melissa Hopkins is still in the building, so I imagine she's got something to say. What's up, Melissa?
Jew, what's the biggest thing on your mind right now politically?
Politically?
Yeah.
The end of my country. I had a really nice day today, Melissa. I sat outside and picked up some food at one of those Trader Joe's. Sat outside. Nobody was around because everybody's gone. And I thought, wouldn't it be lovely if we could have some kind of 80% thing, that, like a plague that just kills 80% of everybody? What a lovely thing everything would be.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, especially their Trader Joe's, because they're all liberals walking around in there. I piss them off as much as I can. But my country's being destroyed from the inside out, and I'm not really happy about it.
How is that happening? Yeah.
They're destroying the country.
Yeah.
The liberals, the conservatives, those people that you work for, they're both doing it equally.
How?
Look around. Look at the dollar, Melissa. Look at what they've done. I'd like to know where are the trillions of dollars. And if I'm back in that fucking green room, I'm fucking gone. You better speak real quick, Vince.
I'm here, dude. I'm here, bro. I'm just listening.
All right, good. Yeah, I'm just warning you. I've got fucking games. So, all right. Didn't I answer your question? They're destroying the dollar. They're destroying the country. They've created all the debt. It's already set up. It's just ready to fall.
What do you think did that exactly?
Say that again?
Who do you think did that exactly?
Well, it's not a who. It's there's a whole bunch of people that did it.
Well, and give some names.
Also, how about all the people that let them do it?
Give me some names.
You're taking names?
Who are the people at the top that
okay, are... Okay, all right. I'll answer your question. You ready?
Yeah.
Everybody in Congress except for Ron Paul. Everybody in the Senate except for Rand Paul. Take any one of those names, have fun with them.
Okay, so...
I just gave you a whole bunch of names.
Right.
You should be able to work with all of them.
Ron Paul and Rand Paul, the father and the son. The
Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And the congressman from Texas. Okay, so that's who you support. But who is doing...
No, I just told you who is responsible.
What, you're saying that because they are not standing up to stop it?
Correct.
Why do you think that is?
You don't get to ask me why do I think that is. It just is. Why it is, I don't know. Maybe they're for it. Maybe they're scared to go against it. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. The end result is, it is.
Okay, it is. You don't know why they're not stopping it. Obviously, a congressman and one senator cannot stop such a behemoth.
That's exactly right, and that's why we are in trouble.
Right. Okay, so who is actually making this happen?
Take it all the way down from the Bilderbergs, all the way down through Obama, all the people in his cabinet, all the people in Congress, Senate, the House, and you can work your way down into the governors and everything else because they all aid in a bit.
Who's at the top?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. Let me say. I don't know.
I want this on the record, Vince. He does not know.
The angry Jew has not known about a lot of things, Melissa. You're not paying attention.
Well, okay, I'll tell you who's on the top, and that's Barack Obama, and he's doing...
Barack Obama's not on top.
Incredibly offensive.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Who was on top when Bush was in office?
Bush, and I wasn't very happy about it.
Okay, so you're telling me that Bush wants to destroy America, Obama wants to destroy America. How about Clinton? Did he want to destroy America, too?
No. Bush never wanted to destroy America. He loved America.
Spoken like a good neocon.
Wrong way.
Right.
Obama
was misunderstood.
Obama actually does want to destroy America.
I see.
It's a fact.
It's a fact?
Yes.
Well, that's very interesting. How did it become a fact? And explain the fact.
How many facts that I can give on one radio show?
Right.
Come back to my radio show, Tuesdays, Thursdays. You can come on.
I don't know. I'm usually sleeping at that time, Melissa.
Well, all right.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get up at that time of day.
Sorry for you.
That's why I'm up all night. How do you do it? How do you do it?
Well, when you have three children...
Right.
You learn how to stay up all night.
Uh-huh.
And get up in the morning. After I had all of my three children, I went to work the next day.
Okay.
And brought my children with me, and I still had to wake up every 2 hours in the night.
Wow, look at that chat room clear out. How cool is that?
And I had three children in 3 years, so I did that for 6 straight years.
Okay. So
that's how I learned to do it.
I need coffee. Can we talk about Keisha's vagina now?
You go ahead. I'm shutting up.
Perfect. I'm glad you guys.
My vagina belongs to Vince now.
Hey, you know, Jude, I found a perfectly good working, not even one. I found like five of them on the street. I was walking around. My hands were already full, but I found a perfectly functional work light that I just spammed into the chat room, and I'll send it to you. I just tweeted it as well. But
What is a work light?
It's just a little work light. You'll usually see them with like the little yellow little cage around it with a little tripod or something to prop it up. But I found a bunch of these sitting out on the street because people like on the weekends, they just put out their just junk that they're just giving away.
Oh, I see. Now, what would I do with this?
This work light? Oh, man, you could do so much cool shit with it. You could light a stage with it and use it as up lights. Like, light it, like, put the lights on the floor so they're pointing up at the performers, like right in between the wedges on the floor where they have.
Is that
their,
on your bathroom
monitors?
Tile?
Can you light my fire with it, baby?
Oh yeah, baby.
Can you stop this?
Oh, Jew.
He talks in questions. He just talks in questions. That's it. He just talks in questions.
Well, maybe you should call this guy assholes and get that one to commiserate.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm getting word from Debbie Daly in the chat room. She says that Melissa is a liar and a white knight just ratted her out. I don't know what that means. Sorry,
I don't get this white knight. Do we have any black knights?
There are black hats. There are white hats, black hats, and gray hats.
Wait,
white
is a black hat the same as a black knight, and a white hat the same as a white knight?
Basically, yeah. Well, white knights. Yeah. Well, white knight's a term that's used for essentially anybody that during a raid, like if we were getting raided by 4chan and there's like. You know, it was like ghost show.
But why do you call
example.
It a raid? You like having 4chan in there.
A raid is one like when there's you know like 200 people, 200 users in my chat room, and it's just scrolling like crazy, and it's all like nyan nyan nyan, and you know the swastika and everything just spammed like crazy. That's a raid, and so like during these raids, you get pranked, and I get you know I got raided once. I got. Yeah, 150 callers, and throughout that you just get trolled and trolled and trolled, and in the midst of all that you get one guy that'll just be like, "Hey, look, you're taking this really great, you know, all these retards from 4chan, you know, you're being a good sport by taking this bombardment. You're going to see an increase in your listenership. I hope you're getting revenue sharing because this added attention will bring new listeners to you and increased revenue. And you know you're doing a good thing here. You're being a great sport and keep up the good work. And just want to let you know that these script kiddies have nothing to do with Anonymous. The greater network that is Anonymous has nothing to do with." Crap like this. We're out there. We're working. We're taking down jihadist networks. We're taking down. We're taking down evil corporate sites. We're not. We're not wasting our time on some you know, piece of crap show like yours. All right. All right. I'm out. I love you. That's essentially what a knight, white knight would do. Like I'm sort of paraphrasing and impersonating that guy Merlin that called into Debbie's show that one time. Debbie got raided really hard one time, and this guy called in, and she plays that clip all the time, and she swears it's like a real Anonymous guy. It could be, but I think it's a troll because I've heard that guy call other shows. I heard him call Ghost. I've heard him call Debbie. But yeah, people will call in and just try to be the good cop, essentially. You know what I mean? Just be like a good guy. Like they show pity for you or whatever.
Maybe. I'm getting hungry. What should I eat?
I don't know.
Cheetos.
What do you got?
Wait, what was that, Melissa?
Cheetos.
Cheetos get your fingers orange. It never comes off. It gets all over your keyboard.
The best part is licking your fingers afterwards.
Ew, that's gross.
You know, I just kind of...
That's very bad.
I'm really not
appreciative of the mental image you just created there.
I don't have a visual of the butter.
Bad.
But I do have a visual of what she just said.
Good, I'm glad you understood.
No, I'm not exactly sure I'm happy about it, though.
Yeah. Licking your finger is very good.
Right. Okay.
K Tishu, did you die?
No, I'm just extremely tired, babe.
Yeah, I'm tired too.
I just woke up when your show started. I got an alarm. I just woke up. So I'm just sitting here in the chat room and chilling. I'm here.
You're chilling.
You know, I'm just bored and
yeah, me too.
You know, I'm boring as well.
Asleep. I know, me too. I'm just not on my game. Not that I have much game to begin with, but what game I do have is not there. So let's take a call here. We got another caller just called in. What's up, caller? You're on the air.
Fuck you, nigger tits, motherfucking Jew.
Can we get that repeated? I didn't get this. I didn't get all of that.
Oh, I said fuck you, you nigger Jew. Cracker ass, Melissa sucks cock.
No, I'm sorry, that's not what you said.
Disregard that you suck cock, bees causing cancer.
You're
it was
insane.
Always there, and now it's everywhere.
That's incredible.
Bees causing
cancer.
All right,
put him on mute,
will you? Moot tried to slow it, but new facts help to grow
it. I can't, dude.
It.
I think he hacked my switchboard. I can't mute him. 347-826-7667. Join us, folks. Right back.
Yo vengo de Soyo, Jamaica, Soledad.
Vince the Bay. Back with you. We will do this again. With 50 minutes to go. Shouts out to my chat room warriors, ATM Be Cool, Dead End EAW. The fuck does that mean? Justin Parker, Kishu, Mady Gold, Melissa Hopkins, Neo Citron, and Red Medicine rounding it out on another edition of Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. Yeah, good times, everybody. Of course, Vince here with Kishu, and you, yeah, if you want to join us.
I haven't played a song for me in so long.
What?
You haven't played a Kishu song in a long time.
Oh, well, excuse me. What is it? What is it I can play for you tonight, Kishu?
Arctic Monkeys, please.
Will that wake you up?
Yes. Can you play From the Ritz to the Rumble?
Yeah, I'll do that in just a second. Let's take a couple calls though. There's some people that just called in.
Please.
All right. Let's see who this is.
Hello. Fuck you, Melissa. You don't get a song.
All right, caller. Caller, you just called in. What's up? You're on the line. Okay, never mind. ATM Be Cool, you're back on. What's up?
What the fuck is with BTR and their audio ads in the middle of the fucking show popping up on the side of the page?
Oh, you have to be very careful as well, because if you hover your cursor over some of those ads, they will automatically play as well.
Well, I can handle that, but playing the song, I mean, all of a sudden it's playing this one-minute bullshit about Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care about that.
By the way,
Third time tonight.
I'll weigh in on the Friends with Benefits thing real quick. I'm a big supporter of it. Kishu and I are essentially Friends with Benefits.
In theory, yes. The movie,
I don't give a shit about. You're not my boyfriend anymore? You're breaking up with me again?
Oh, I didn't realize we got back together. I can't keep up with this. God damn it. I can't do this. Well, I know. One day we're together. One day we're not. Together. One day we're not. Oh, my God.
You broke up with me. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You did. No, you're lying. Yeah, wait, no. You broke up with me. I have a fucking text message. You told me. I'll read it verbatim.
Well, you gave me an ultimatum. You know, what do you expect?
That was probably 10 minutes ago, Vince. I mean, keep up.
You know, it's what you get when you date somebody that's, you know, 14 years younger than you. What do you expect?
That just makes it really creepy. Don't say that.
I love Vincey Pooh. He's my baby buns.
14 years. That's
him.
Just that's wrong. Mm,
so
wrong.
Sexy, though.
I can't think about that.
So sexy. All
right.
For
so
you,
this is,
maybe.
This is her. So she says to me, she says, cool, we're done. Cool, we're done.
What time?
Her words. Cool, we're done. She ended it. I said K. I responded K.
Like after
K
your show, you call me back and you're like, I love you. I'm so sorry. I was so mean to you. Oh, I love
Take
you.
Take a call here. Take a call here. We got a callers. Come on. Somebody just called in. What's up? Caller, you're on the air.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You fucking nigger.
Are you mad?
And the horse you rode in on.
Are you mad? You sound mad.
No.
You sound mad, dude.
Keep on rolling.
What's your favorite soccer
team? Acting like an ignorant black person.
What's your favorite
yelling the
team?
Phone because I'm a nigger.
Do you like cricket? What are your thoughts on
you fucking
on,
ruined shit? And
what are your
like
thoughts on
watermelon and fried chicken? Chicken and
okay, you can go back in the green room then.
Okay, not the chat room wants you to perma ban me.
All right, that fucker just made me hungry. God damn it.
It kind of made me hungry too. Watermelon.
Oh shit! I just put a spring roll in the toaster oven. Hang on. Chat amongst yourselves. Spring roll.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they are. They're California.
Well, I want some of that fried chicken. I'm hungry. Fucking fried chicken. And that cocksucker's got to talk about fried chicken making me hungry. Look, I'm doing fucking work here.
Isn't it ironic that one of the most popular One Angry Jew videos on YouTube is a fat man eating Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, it's not ironic. It's a tribute.
So
you're a big fan. Wait a minute. You don't eat fried chicken?
No, I don't eat meat.
How do you like your fried chicken?
I don't eat meat.
All right. How about your vegan fried chicken, whatever, tofu chicken?
I'm not a vegan either.
What are you?
I cannot digest meat.
What do you digest?
Regular food that's not meat. I'm missing an enzyme in my stomach that breaks down meat.
They don't have pills for that?
They might now, but I haven't had any meat in 28 years. So I don't think I really need any now.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Well, so when you say you haven't had meat in 28 years... What you're really saying is your entire life you've never eaten meat.
Okay, so I have some, I'm making some chicken egg rolls is what it is.
No, hold on. Forget your chicken egg rolls. I'm on to something here. Wait a second.
What?
Explain to me, if you're 28 years old and you haven't had meat in 28 years, how did somebody figure out when you were an infant that you couldn't eat meat?
Okay, well, I have had it a couple times when I was very young. But my mother started getting sick whenever she was pregnant, whenever she ate meat. And then whenever I was old enough to eat meat, it started making
her meat
sick.
Did she get her meat from a kosher butcher?
It was out in Wyoming, so I kind of doubt it.
Listen, I could find a kosher butcher in Wyoming. I bet you I could find a moyle. I'm certain I could find a kosher butcher for you.
Look it up. Let me know.
All right. Okay, let's hear some stupid, let me hear some of that fake Roxy music you were playing. How about some real Roxy music? Where is the Fat Red Dragon when you need him to find some real music?
That fucker's out getting wasted.
The Fat Red Dragon is out getting wasted?
Well, he was cooking up some lobsters earlier today.
Yeah, he does go over there. That's nice.
Don't you have a soundboard? That sounds like shit.
Mr. Baines?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with some dead air if you don't say something.
Right on. Well, I tried to interject something and you told me to
only because it. Only because I had to get him on that 28 years.
I was going
to
ask you for... I want to ask you some. Sorry, whatever. I want to ask you some advice here. I'm cooking up these chicken spring rolls, and I don't have any like dipping sauce. I don't have any. I'd love to have a good teriyaki.
I can help you with this.
Yeah. What can I concoct?
Here you go. Get yourself some vinegar, soy sauce, sesame oil if you have it. And some black pepper.
Vinegar, black pepper, soy. Okay. I'll check that out. Let's take a call here.
All right, glad I could help.
All right, here we go. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
You're on with Dr. Jew.
I hate niggers, Jews, and everything white and colored. I hate it all. Fuck this shit. You taste like shit. Your mother looks like a whore.
Thank you, drive-thru.
I'm going to keep on calling in, too. You won't ban me, motherfucker.
Did anybody say anything about banning this guy?
I wasn't.
Fuck you! I didn't say anything about Ben. God, fuck it. Just being ignorant and black.
Well, actually, I was thinking of banning him because.
I'll tell you what. You can go in the green room, Blackie.
So have you found a kosher deli yet in Wyoming?
So I'm looking for a kosher deli. We were looking for
a kosher,
a
butcher,
kosher
or whatever.
Meter, a kosher butchery, yeah.
Or whatever. Same thing.
Well, that's not a whatever. That's a big deal.
You still haven't come up with this? I mean, you know, you're supposed to be, like, on top of that shit. Don't you have, like, a listing or something, a special database?
All right, look, I'm going to break my rules here. Dude, I'm sitting here trying to get my stuff done. I'm doing mindless work on the computer. You understand that? Mindless. I don't need my concentration all that much. I don't even need to think. It's just mindless stuff I'm doing. That's why I'm talking to you.
So you're not even going to try and find one?
I'm sorry, do you have polio? Is there something wrong with your fingers? You can't, are you a quadriplegic?
No, I just don't really give a shit, but you seemed awfully interested in whether or not that was.
All right, well, now that we've determined that, thank you very much. Back to the spring rolls. To you, Vince.
He's at the toaster oven. That fucker's gone.
No, I'm back. Perfect timing. No, I'm back. So I've got the balsamic. I've got the. What do I have?
Vinegar.
I have. I'm sorry.
Vinegar.
Yeah, vinegar. I have the vinegar.
Black pepper.
I have the sesame. I have the soy. I need to know what part of what. Is it all equal one part each or?
No. All right. Put in 2 parts vinegar to 1 part soy. Throw in some sesame oil until it glistens. And you have hot pepper oil. Glisten, yeah. That's
no. Okay.
I'm sorry, I should put it in there until it's all butthurt. Put in the oil, the sesame oil, until the vinegar is butthurt.
Got it. All right, let's take a call. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
That sounds like Keisha.
No, Keisha's right here. Definitely not Keisha.
Oh, okay.
What a silly Negro.
All right, let's take another call. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Keisha, get the fuck out!
Jesus Christ, dude. Sounds
such anger.
It's dire. I'll put those two guys in the room together. Anybody else want a piece of this? Raise your hand. Call in. 347-826-7667. Dr. Jew is taking calls. He's giving advice. Love. If you have romantic advice, financial advice, political advice, and in my case, culinary advice. He's pretty much able to do it. Somebody's got some serious background noise. That's ATM Be Cool. Sorry, bro. You're on. In fact, ATM Be Cool, do me a favor, bro. Mute yourself for a second. Yeah. Only unmute yourself when you want to talk, all right? I'll leave you open.
I'll fix it. I'll be right back.
All right. Cool. Good times. Smigley is on the board, but her hand is not up. Smigley, if you want to come back on. I'll give you some time. There she is.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Melissa?
Hey, man, can I play a song for you?
No. Who else do we have on the board? Oranges 34, you're lurking back in there, in the laying low in the cut. If you want to join me, then you know what to do. Press number 1. We got 35 minutes to go, so you got plenty of time. But make it happen, Captain. Oh. All righty. What else do we got going on?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, totally.
Is it quiet now?
And you know what? Normally this would be a decent turnout, and I'd be kind of really satisfied with this show. But last night was such a goddamn circus. It was so unreal. There's just nothing you just can't top that. It's just anything is going to be a downer after that. It was unbelievable. Oh, man. Good times. It was like a who's who of BTR. I was just happy to witness it. Okay, fine. Kishu. Oh, right.
Yes, love.
Okay, we're going to get to your song. I'm going to cue it up here. Let me find it. Oh,
thanks, baby.
Huh?
So thanks, baby. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. Let me find it here.
I'm really surprised it wasn't the Wombats.
That'll come back.
I feel like I've played so much Wombats. You know, I could take a break for a minute. It's probably going crazy. But I really wish you'd upload some new stuff for me. There's a couple of jam songs that I'd really like you to play for me.
By the Jam?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
So forward it to him. You expect him to go out and find this shit?
Yeah, send me the link.
I have been. He's just like, oh, you're overwhelming me with your music. Your gay music.
All right, let's take two more calls, and then we'll get to some gay music. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Melissa, get back in the kitchen and suck some cock, too.
She's not even on the air, you dumb fucker.
Right.
She is, actually.
Is she?
Yeah, she's right here. Hey, Melissa.
Why am I? Well, I wanted you to play Kishu's song first, but I want you to play mine second.
Well, whoever that fucking woman is, tell her to get back in the kitchen.
I've actually spent a lot of time in the kitchen, and I've gone to the best culinary school in the world, the Le Cordon Bleu of Paris. So fuck you.
Yeah, pwnage. Noobs pwned. Noob pwned.
We got pwned.
Does that mean you're going to play my song second?
No. Let's take another call. 111, block number. You're on the air. What's up? Caller?
Is a drunk nigger.
Who? What?
Melissa is a drunk nigger.
No, don't say it's true. Is it true? Say it ain't so,
yeah.
Joe.
Melissa is a drunk nigger, like I was saying. Yeah. Cook me a sandwich every fucking day. Fucking
you never have a fresh sandwich?
Lesson at,
drunk, bitch.
Really mean people.
Drunk.
I'm getting a very good lesson on very mean people. It's an interesting lesson for me.
You drunk?
No, what? No.
I'm drunk. So you're going to kill your kids on that drive to Wisconsin or whatever the fuck?
That's
Wisconsin? It's Oregon, dude. It's Oregon, bro.
It's really nice to say.
Oregon.
Do you feel good about yourself, about things?
I sure do.
All right, you kids fight it out in the green room. I'm going to play this for Kishu because I love you.
I love you too, baby. Thank you.
Be right back. Call me, 347-826-7667.
Last night, these two bouncers, and one of them's all right, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. Step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the golden through to the bit where you play, and you realize then that it's finally the time. So walk back for 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can just watch your prison make another move.
night what we talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. So last night what we talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Oh.
It sounds like your friend is helping you masturbate right now.
He's gonna die of some fucking liver infection because he fucking drinks too much just like you.
I slap every day.
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
Your tits!
Show
your tits!
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
What the fuck am I listening to?
Alexis. You still on the phone?
Me?
You suck! She has some lopsided titties.
Back to the kitchen.
Guys are so hostile.
What?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es de
China.
Invasora nociva peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
I think she left the green room.
I did not.
Oh,
Alexis, it's too late.
Shut up.
I don't want to. Don't
tell me to shut up. Oh, never mind. I can still hear it.
Shut up, Melissa. Shut up, Melissa.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, you drunk bitch. Let me stick my dick in your pussy.
So glad you're so relevant in this
Hello?
World. And
shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck what you have to
Hello?
Say. Your argument is not valid. Now shut the fuck up and go to fucking
That's a
bed.
Fail.
It's great when
the... Not for the theater.
Well, what? Alexis, shut up. This does not involve you. I will
not
beat you with my
on.
Penis.
Ben,
oh
you want
God.
To do because I can...
Random hair, blah, 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 ignorant nigga.
You know what? It's okay.
Vince, do you want me to continue this argument or not?
My God, is that what goes on inside of my inside of my green room?
Do you know what goes on in my daily life? Do you know how many arguments I have to have with people every fucking day?
Insane. How do you do it?
I do it.
Wow, those kids sounded really, really mad.
Was
that all one call?
Stupid. Mad and stupid.
How do you...
Irrelevant.
Why do you even put up with it, Melissa? I put you in the green room with those kids for quite a while, and you sat in there. That's terrible. I would have hung up.
No, you know what is different about me and you, Vince? I actually like to argue. It's actually a good practice.
But that's not even arguing, though. They're just calling you, like, they're just calling you names and being very, very mean.
Right, but, you know, I don't take that personally. What I do is I have to learn every day in the job that I do here in Washington is take ad hominem attacks. And it's a good practice for me. That's why I do it. So when I get the real deal, I win.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to the one angry Jew who dropped off during that break. But, hey, man, he was right on with the sesame oil and what was it?
You can't even remember.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah, I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
I want to play my song.
Dude, I'm so not playing that song. I played that song for you like yesterday. I'm not doing that again.
No, you don't know what song I'm talking about.
And you tried to spam my chat room with the song, right? Or where my show with that song. You played it like off of your computer. It was so tacky. I can't believe you did that.
So you actually played it for a little bit?
No.
Oh, no, you cut it right off?
Yeah.
This is such an awesome song. Hey, you gave me a nice hello. I was not going to come onto your show tonight. You gave me a nice hello on Skype. I came on. I said I would be quiet. I didn't adhere to that. But I'd love for you to hear this song.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
Cool.
Go ahead, play it.
It's the crickets behind her.
Okay, and we're clear, everybody. I put her in one of those troll collars in the screen room together. Yeah. Oh, she really surprised me on that one. It's the exact song I thought it was. It's the exact song she just spammed my show with earlier. And I played it. I have it on my switchboard. I could play it for her, but she's like insisting on playing it herself. It's like, this is what I notice with these women. They just want to control your every fucking move. Like, she wants to take over my show, essentially, is what she's doing. So you know what? She can have her show in the green room with those trollers.
So I try to take over your show too, baby buns?
You can have it, honey. I got 20 minutes to go. I just had a couple of chicken spring rolls, and I'm good. I'm ready to tuck myself into bed.
I wish I could come tuck myself in with you, baby. I miss you, but I'm not going to talk about that show because apparently, you know, everybody hates that.
Exactly. I mean, nobody even comes to the show anymore. Look, like, Dr. Herpington's not here. Anonymous is not here. A lot of people are missing. These are just like people trolling my show from, I don't know, from wherever. They were trolling Debbie, and they're just like, let's keep trolling over this. We're keep going on, bro. Annie 24 is in the building, though. It is not a troll. Hello, Annie. Good to have you with us. You missed it. We had the Jew on earlier. He was it was Dr. Jew. He's taking calls. We're opponent noobs. And now I'm just kind of playing out the string here. 20 minutes to go. John Brand says he's here, but not really listening. Well, that's pretty much...
I love John Brand. He's so awesome. He really is.
How
even
is
though
he
he's
awesome?
One of your biggest
I don't
haters,
understand.
I adore
how,
him.
How
and
is
his
he
voice
awesome,
is so hot. Oh, my God. So hot. Well,
wow.
He's just hilarious, dude. Like, I don't know. I love him. He's so funny. Like, I don't know.
been on a lot of late night calls with him where I've just laughed my fucking ass off so hard, you know, so.
I've never heard John Brand. He should call in.
I wish he would call in because he's so funny. He's so, oh God.
I've heard him.
He really is. He's fucking
brilliant. He's an Aussie. He's got that Aussie accent.
You're just jelly. You're just jelly, baby.
Not jelly, dude. I've heard him. His whole shtick is he just insults the shit out of you. That's his whole thing. He thinks he's getting lulls by insulting you.
He never insults me.
Insulting you. No, I mean, in general. Okay, not you. No, what he does is he licks the buttholes of every chick he meets on the internet. He's like a fag hag. He's like a fag hag, or wait, no. You're a fag hag if he's your friend, because he's for some reason is just chummy with all the ladies, but everybody else he just rags on, will just hate for no fucking reason, and he'll even hate on Debbie Daly, who is he's basically the lapdog for Debbie Daly, but he'll still hate on her in the chat room and stuff to kind of look all big and stuff, but. In reality, he's like a little puppy dog in love with her, fucking wagging his tail. So does he live in the U.S. or is he actually in Australia?
He's Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's like 12 hours, it's like 2:40 in the afternoon there. What the fuck is he doing at 2:40 in the afternoon? Just trolling BTR? Showing?
Dude. That's all he does, bro. He's on during the middle of the day, or when I don't know if it was nighttime for him, Ghost. He's on Ghost's show. He's on Debbie's show. He comes over here after Debbie. He's out there, dude. He's doing it. He's diehard.
Wow, that takes some serious dedication.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Absolutely.
Some serious hate or some fucked up kind of love going on there.
Sorry,
it's 5:42 p.m. Man, that guy is on top of things.
Do you have any way, Vince, where like you can tell if certain callers are called in and you could just fucking block them forever? Because there's a certain mutual friend that, you know, that caused our fight yesterday, remember? You know which mutual friend I'm talking about. And, well, you know, whatever. I just think that I just don't even want him listening to this show anymore.
I cannot control what people listen to, you know.
That sucks.
I can't help the fact that somebody created a fake Skype, Vince in the Bay Skype account, and Melissa, and of course Melissa, you know, Mrs. PR, Washington Insider, DC Insider PR woman, didn't pick up on the fact that it wasn't really Vince in the Bay.
Well, she's drunk all the time. What do you expect, hon? You know?
She's a very trusting person.
And that as well. She is a very trusting person. She's a sweetheart. She is, but... You know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, have you booked Bill Wagner for your show yet?
He has an app.
Well, I think you're supposed to ask him.
It's like your show. It's kind of usually how it works. Unless you have like a...
I think you'd be a great guest. I think you'd be surprised, Melissa. I think you'd be really surprised.
Are you really sure? Because, he hasn't said the nice things about me in the chat room.
That's on BTR
well,
late night.
Probably,
it's a whole different
and
world.
That's probably not even him. You know, it's probably
he is
fake memes as well.
Yeah, you're probably falling for a fake Bill Wagoner. No,
people write his name all over.
He's a right wing. If you do your left right crossfire thing, he would represent the right.
All right.
Sure. Like I said, he aligns with you politically better than I do.
And we're actually in the same business.
Sorry,
apparently,
yeah.
He's in business with some Chinese people right now he's working on.
Well, as I said, we're in the same business.
So you're hooking up with some
Chinese
Chinamen?
People?
Nothing more to say.
Let me.
He's hooking up with some China White. I'm just kidding.
Let's take this call
I had to
do it.
Let's
Chinese white wine. Oh, God.
You set yourself up, Melissa. I love you, but you really do. I do it, too.
That's so gross, though.
That's what I like about you, though, is because, like, you know, you sit here and you can take it, you know? I mean, and I feel like I'm the same way, you know? I mean, although there have been moments where I've definitely, you know, bawled my eyes out and
nice
not been able to take it.
But then they are to me.
Yeah, but, well, it's just because they have I'm boring, you know? I'm just, like, a single mom that's never, like, worked and never done anything with my life. And, like,
gal.
You know, what?
You're Vince's gal.
Yeah, but they don't care about that. See, you've got history, you know? You did the Tom DeLay case and all that shit. So, you know, you're a much better target
than that. Much more than that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're much better.
All right. Hey, girls, settle down for a second. Let's take a call here. Area code 281, you're on the air. What's up?
Fuck you guys. You're a bunch of fucking faggots, especially that drunk fucktard over there.
Which one? There's a lot of drunk fucktards that call my show. Which one?
Fuck you. You know which one I'm talking about. That one that sounds like she's fucking high out of her fucking mind. She smells like shit. She looks like a Jew and a nigger, too.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Why are you always yelling? You know, you don't have to yell.
Because that's the whole point. Because you got to be ignorant and black while you got to do this shit.
Yell
Nobody
back.
Nobody ain't going to take you seriously if you talk silently. Shut up, Alexa. Stop laughing in their phone. I also fucking donkey punch you.
Not even doing anything.
Dude.
Oh, your friend's on
you know what? You also sound very monotone, too. It's like everything is in the same vocal range. You know what I mean? What's up with that? Or you're like kind of monotone. What's your deal, man? What's your damage?
Nothing. Not really. Nothing. Oh, fuck. Oh,
here comes his life story.
Fail.
Oh, so you're like ghetto troll? Alexis. You're like ghetto troll? Is that your angle?
My angle is acute.
Wow, that's deep.
All right, dude. Cool, man. Did you grab that sentence fragment from, like, a hip-hop record? What's that from?
That's not even me talking. That's my friend right there. I'm on a two-way right now.
Yeah,
you think?
Apparently.
I want to be on a two-way with her and Vince.
Uh-huh. All right, let's do this, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so cute.
What is this?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was really cute. Can you say that again, please?
I'm 12, and what is this?
No, not that. Oh, my gosh. With the little voice. Oh, yeah, that material.
I seriously think this is the summer fag branch of the Skype assholes.
Oh, my heart's broken.
So these kids take over for the Skype
Way
assholes?
To be a nigger. This is how you do it. Be a summer fag and always bring it to it. I know everybody's giving me 0 out of 10 because
please.
I suck. Fuck you.
No, just stop singing. You're kind of annoying me, too.
I know. No shit. Like you
yeah,
put
see,
up
now, now your girl's going to come over and join us.
So let me talk to your girl here. Okay, your girl sounds like she has some sense about her. She uses a little bit of logic. So he hangs up. 281 hangs up because he knows I'm going to move in on his lady. He knows Vincent the Bay has a little bit of a testicular fortitude. It shows up in my voice,
Vincent
quite
the
frankly.
Bay has a testicular what?
Yeah, go look that up, Melissa. Testicular fortitude.
Do you know what is happening right
we
now?
We were falling for
rain
it last night,
and they said that there was no chance of rain, and all of a sudden a fucking thunderstorm has just fucking broken out. I've got to go.
Okay.
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
Yeah, before you go, show your tits, Melissa. Melissa, for the boys. Come on.
Show your tits!
Yeah, Melissa, right on.
Then my frog prince is back.
Who? Oh, really?
My frog prince.
Put him on the line. Put him on the line.
That's probably why that snake showed up.
Yeah. He said hi. Yeah. No, dude, they're not. The snakes won't eat the frogs because they are poisonous. They're toads. They're Colorado River toads. They're the ones that, like, those people, like, do shit to get high off of.
So you are selling them to make money.
I don't sell them to make money. Are you kidding me? They're so gross. I got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them right now. 5.
That's why you keep going swimming all the time. They're in there just, like, teabagging your swimming pool, and you go in there and get mad high.
I haven't swum in this pool in, like, a year, dude.
Well, you're misleading.
I go to my uncle and aunt's pool. They have a much cooler pool. They have, like, a little waterfall in their pool. It's way better.
Waterfall?
Yeah, I don't know. My pool's just, well, it's nice. It's like 12 feet deep, 10 or 12 feet deep. We have, like, a diving board. It's kind of like a lap pool. It's, like, let's see, probably 25 by 75 feet. It's a big-ass pool.
Suck.
I mean, it's huge. It's just fucking full of frogs.
You suck. You're crying about some fucking frogs. I got a mud puddle outside my house that I go swimming in.
That's hot. You mud wrestle?
No, I don't. No. Around here, you... No. No. There's some creepy fuckers back here in Wisconsin, you know? It's just like, no, I don't... It's something I do at night, you know, where nobody can see me, because otherwise, you know, some other people will show up, and it's just like, whoa, hey. Settle down.
Nice.
Vince, maybe you should give out the call out, or the call-in number, and the dude's chick could call in then on her own phone.
Gosh.
Oh, dude, I'm one step ahead of you, bro. I'm one step ahead of you, working on it right now.
Okay.
I think our homeboy and his homegirl are back on the line already. let's bring them up. Let's see what they got for us now. All right, 281, you're back. What's up?
Hey.
Hey. You guys are back.
What's up, sexy girl?
281, homeboy and his homegirl, you guys are live. You're on. What's up? Are you queuing up some soundboard bullshit? What the hell? Just talk to us. Hello?
Hello.
Guys, yeah. What's up, bro? You're back. We got 5 minutes. We got 6 minutes to go. So let's make this quick. What's up?
Nothing. I'm just gonna waste your time.
I love it.
A full page of 0 out of 10.
Perfect. I appreciate it. I seriously appreciate the love. This is what we're gonna do. I got 6 minutes to go on the show, and what I'm gonna do is anybody who wants to call in. Do so now. I'm not gonna stick anybody in the green room. I'm not gonna hang up on anybody. I'm not gonna mute anybody. I'm just gonna unmute everybody. All right, who the fuck is making noise? Who the fuck is making noise?
281 is beating his woman right now, I think.
All right, you know what? I'm muting everybody then. Everybody's getting muted right now because what I'm gonna do in a second is unmute everybody. But this is it. We got 6 minutes to go. All right. In just a moment here, I'm going to cue the music and just one by one unmute everybody. And you know how Ghost has audio graffiti or radio graffiti? This is radio spaghetti, all right? Let's think of this as radio spaghetti. Instead of one by one putting you on, I'm just going to fucking put all you assholes on at once and let it rip and then get the fuck out of here, all right? So this is going to be, so once I cue this music and get this music going, one by one, I'll unmute everybody, all right? And then we'll do a couple of minutes of just whatever. We'll let it rip. It'll probably be 100% fail, 10 out of 10 fail, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, whatever. Just going to let it go, all right? So, Kishu, are you there?
I am here, love.
All right. You're already clanging around and making noises. That's fine. Whatever. It is what it is. Here we go. Let's do this, everybody. 347-826-7667 is the number. And I'm going to get this thing revved up here and bring on ATM Be Cool. You're on. What's up, bro?
Hanging out, waiting for this shit to go down. A little bit of spaghetti. All right. Maybe the Jew will eat some spaghetti now.
Audio spaghetti.
Yeah, bring we can really
Melissa
talk
Hopkins.
With the
Melissa Hopkins.
He's going to want spaghetti
you
and KFC.
On about.
And
hey, can you hear me?
Absolutely, honey. What's going on?
God, thank God, because literally a thunderstorm came out of...
Call your 1-1, you're on the air.
On my iMac, my microphone.
2-8-1, you're back on the air. You and your homegirl are back
Does
on
the air. Does this spaghetti have meatballs?
Oh, yeah, honey. It's for you. Italian sausage, too.
Fucking cat going again. My fucking cat is pale. That's all I have to say.
What are you talking about? I ain't cat to win.
It's so lame. I mean, it's not even that catchy. It's just
so cute.
Same bullshit, and he's not going anywhere in that shitty rainbow. It's like, what the fuck is this? Come up with something better.
Lexi,
have you something better?
Hey, start spraying him with your cancer.
I don't have cancer.
Sure you do.
I don't have any cancer. I just have rainbows and love.
Herb.
Has cancer of the cuteness, baby.
So who else is going to call in? Nobody else is going to call in? It's just us?
Who's called in is live.
This is really just
called in is live.
Everybody that called in, start talking now.
Blah,
I'm
blah.
From sunburn.
You want to talk about
fucking
your problems,
people.
Lexi?
Three people.
Yeah, I have white girl problems.
Three fucking people. That is fail. This is right.
We have white
fail.
Girl problems.
It's
I have
so
white girl
fail.
Problems.
The fuck is white girl problems?
Problems that a white girl has.
I'm going to beat you when I get over there. I swear to God.
Oh, my
man.
God.
One, because you messed up my sandwich, two. You forgot the cheese on the sandwich. How the fuck do you mess up that?
Oh my
Call
God.
Jimmy
John.
Hey,
man,
just kick him in the balls, girl.
That will make me want to punch him even harder.
Kick him so hard in the balls that he's just disabled.
But a doggy shut up. Do you not,
and then,
do
and
not
then
give her any ideas. Do not give her any
ideas. With them.
Do not
and then pull on them and twist them as hard as you can.
Shut up, Lexi. Get back
hey,
to
hey,
the
hey, twisting
yeah,
is not nice.
I blew up
hey,
the kitchen.
You're
not nice.
Clean up everything you
Hell
messed
yeah.
up because all your cookies have failed.
Later, dead.
Wow.
Hey, Van.
Wow. Lots of hate. Lots of
hey,
hate.
Hey, Van. Why don't you hate that? How you doing?
What the hell is that?
Hello there. Fucking
bomb about to get off.
Right?
Damn. All right, well, that was quite an experiment, and I'm sorry that I had to put you all through that, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. We just throw it out there, and whatever. That was a great way to burn a couple of minutes and get the fuck out of here. Before we go, Kishu, anything you want to say?
No, just I love you, baby buns, and I'll talk to you after the show, and yeah, thanks for calling in, everybody, and everybody should, you know, pray to
holy
pray God that there's no more snakes in my yard, no more rattlesnakes.
Right on, yeah, watch out for those snakes. ATM, be cool, you want to say something before we go? ATM, be cool. Hello?
Oh, sorry. I started to play around the page because I thought we were green roomed.
You were green roomed. I pulled you back into the show.
Oh, well, thank you. I would like to say that fucking cat is annoying and they need to come up with a different meme because it is lame.
Yeah, for sure. All right, bro. Thanks for coming through. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's been a great party, sexy time. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it. Sayonara, everybody.